Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
Well, we're nearly at the end of September, and hopefully you've been able to enjoy the music we've had all this month. The city has been buzzing with music this entire month, and it doesn't stop because this weekend, the event Music City Tenjin 2024 will be held. Special stages will pop up all over Tenjin, turning the entire Fukuoka Tenjin area into one big festival venue for Kyushu's largest music live event. This year marks the 20th anniversary of the festival with the theme Connecting Through Music. On Saturday, September 28th, and Sunday, September 29th, more than 30 free live performances will take place at the main venue, Furiai Hiroba Square, on the west side of Fukuoka City Hall, as well as at special stages at Solaria Plaza and Fukuoka Mitsukoshi Lion Plaza. For the impressive artist lineup, check the official Music City Tenjin website or social media. And in conjunction with this, another music event, Tenjin Showtime, will also be held. This event will feature around 70 performances by 35 groups at 8 locations throughout Tenjin. Music genres will range from classical to rock, jazz, gospel, and pop, offering something for every music lover. Enjoy Tenjin filled with music during this event-filled time of year. Next, I'd like to let you know about another event happening this weekend. On September 28th and 29th, the large-scale event and Sake Fukuoka 2024 will take place at the Fukuoka International Center, bringing together sake breweries from Fukuoka Prefecture and renowned local restaurants. This event is not just about enjoying food and drinks, but also about experiencing the beauty of connections through sake, food, music, atmosphere, and meeting new people. Items from 43 sake breweries across Fukuoka will be featured, and in addition to the sake, exclusive dishes from hard-to-reserve restaurants will also be available. Fukuoka Prefecture is one of Japan's premier sake regions, with many breweries utilizing locally grown sake rice, such as Yamada Nishiki and Yume Ikkon. So, be sure to visit and indulge in the wonderful sake of Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there is that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.